The matter of Robert Blackwell. Schneider.
This is a board.
One second, please.
Excuse myself from this one. This is the applicant is a member of my club and actually, I think, past president.
Okay. Dr. O'Neil recuses himself in this.
Nice.
Counsel advised you to recuse.
All right. Dr. O'Neil recuses himself from this matter. Let the record reflect there still remains a quorum on the commission and the matter can proceed.
All right.
Mr. Schneider.
I see a common theme here over the next couple, more boathouses. Mr. Blackwell is requesting authorization to extend an existing open-sided boathouse 10 feet channelward to increase the overall size of the boathouse to 19 feet by 46 and a half feet and to construct a 16 foot by 16 foot open-sided shelter with over an existing pier platform adjacent to property situated along the northwest branch of Sarah Creek in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is the topographic map of Sarah Creek, York River out here. Project located just up in this area. This is an aerial photo from 2011. The Blackwell's property is situated just upstream of Dockside Condominiums, which are located here. The project is at a point of land with approximately 500 feet of shoreline fronting along the creek. Development along this portion of the creek is primarily residential. However, there are three marinas located within a half a mile of the project site. This is an image from the Gloucester County Property Information GIS program that they have. It shows the approximate property lines and the relative location of the McDaniels property. This is the applicant's property. This is the McDaniels property. They are opposed to the project. This is a plan view drawing. The Blackwells are proposing to extend that existing roof 10 feet channelward to reach the end of the existing pier. The resulting boathouse would measure 19 feet wide and 46 and a half feet long. The 16 foot by 16 foot open-sided roof area is also proposed. The increased length of the boathouse is intended to provide better protection for the Blackwell's current boat and possibly for a larger boat they are considering. This is just typical cross-sectional drawing. You see this extension here. It's the extension of the boathouse, 10 additional feet channelward to the end of the existing pier. This is a ground shot from the Blackwell's elevated deck. Dockside condominiums are in the background here, as is the McDaniels boathouse over on the other side. The project is protested by the upstream adjoining property owner. He indicated in his email that he is opposed to the expansion of the boathouse roof, but he would not be opposed to the covered structure, 16 foot by 16 foot covered structure here for shade. The reason for his objection is not stated in the email, but in a telephone conversation, he stated he is concerned with the aesthetic impacts associated with the existing of the roof on his view shed. The project actually has a little bit of history. In 2000, the Blackwell submitted an application to construct the current pier and boathouse along with the covered shelter. At that time, there were three small piers already extending from the property. Although that project was unprotested, staff brought the matter before the commission because we felt the covered shelter was not a water-dependent structure and we had recommended against its construction. The commission agreed, and the sheltered area of the project was denied. The boathouse and pier were approved at that hearing. During the hearing, Mr. Blackwell agreed to remove two pilings that were associated with one of the existing smaller piers. There was no requirement to remove the other small existing piers. Since that hearing, the General Assembly has expanded the statutory authorization for private piers to include an open-sided shelter up to 400 square feet in size, provided it's allowed by local ordinance and not opposed by the adjoining property owners. Mr. McDaniel has specifically stated he's not opposed to the shelter roof, only the boathouse extension. the ground shot showing the pier, or existing the pier, the existing roof, and it'll extend out to these pilings. These pilings are new. They were driven, I guess, in anticipation of the boathouse being approved. There's nothing that would have been required for the installation of those pilings, and I assume if it's not approved, you know, they could be cut down to the size of the other. The project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and since it will not extend beyond the current structure, there will be no additional navigation. In their report dated April 22nd, Department of Conservation and Recreation states they do not anticipate the project will have any impact on their programs. No other state agencies have commented, and no comments were received in response to our public notice. This is an image taken from the other side of the pier. McDaniel Lot would be on our left. The open-sided shelter appears to be authorized under the exemption provided in 28.2.1203A5 of the code. The boathouse extension is not statutorily authorized because it will both exceed 700 square feet in size, and it is objected to by the neighbor. Nevertheless, staff believes the proposed boathouse extension is reasonably sized to provide protection for the Blackwell's current boat. Additionally, it appears the 10-foot extension would only minimally add to any visual obstruction. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205A, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nyker. Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Erskine.
Chip, did I understand correctly that you're saying the extension, if approved, of the boathouse would not encroach channelward anymore? It
yes,
would not pass the existing structure, pier structure, I guess, that's there?
It would not go beyond the
It would not go beyond. Okay. Okay, thank you.
So, in effect, it would remain within the footprint?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the commission?
Actually,
I do have a question. Maybe this is a question better addressed to the applicant here. What is the need for an extra 10 feet on the boathouse?
They indicated to me, well, actually, you can see the current boat pretty much fills it up, and there is some, you know, light and rain that can get in on it that way, but they indicated to me that they may be purchasing a larger boat.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Anker. The applicant represented or present?
Yes.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Mr. Right Hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please state your names for the record.
My name is Jeff Watkins with Riverworks. I'm the contractor and the agent.
And I'm Robert Blackwell. I'm owner of the property.
Terrific. Welcome.
I'm here basically to answer any technical questions you have, and Mr. Blackwell will address you on this request.
Any questions from the commission?
Commission.
Let me repeat. Why the extra 10 feet for the boathouse?
Well, it would cover the existing boat, plus I'm looking at a longer boat.
Okay. Would there have been any construction issues just adding an extra 10 feet there?
No.
Okay. You anticipated an approval on this and drove those mooring pilings just in case?
I asked Jeff to do those. He was in the creek working on other projects. Just to go to the end of the dock.
Okay.
And the footprint will, and the roof will just cover the existing footprint of the pier.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Thank you both very much. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of this? Seeing none, anybody wishes to speak against this project? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony we'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you guys? Please state your name for the record.
Vernon McDaniel, Jr.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all are fully aware of what he already presented about channel width 10 feet. It blocks my view from my house, obviously, and could affect the value of my property. I guess that's basically why I'm here and why I'm in opposition. Don't oppose the other piece on the other side. Doesn't affect my view. I have some pictures if you'd like to look at them.
Sure, bring them forward. We will need to be able to keep these for
30 days.
30 days.
At least.
Thank you. Okay, then we'll be happy to.
This is one that's taken
from my... Yes. Please step back to the microphone. Thank you, sir.
I think you could use the Elma.
Yeah, that would actually be better. Thank you, Linda.
I knew it was a tough weekend, but
All right, as you can see, that's from my kitchen table. Not a good picture here, but another 10 feet blocks, another 10 feet of my view of the creek.
Question?
Further blocks my view.
Yes, okay. So the boathouse of the applicant is in the left-hand lower pane of your window. Is that correct?
Yes, right here.
So, and then follow-up questions,
please. Packard.
And that's your boathouse there? Okay.
That's another picture. 10 feet takes it out. That blocks that house across the way. Something to look at. Swimming pool over there. Nice. Further blocks from over the creek. Last picture. Obviously zoomed in. Mm-hmm. I think it's a reasonable opposition.
Okay. Is there anything else you wish to add here?
No, I don't think so.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. McDaniel, do you, I understand your opposition. Is there a compromise? Would you actually be willing to support any extension, or are you just opposed to an extension of that roof line period? As opposed to 10 feet, you know, is there some other?
What they're proposing is to extend it 10 feet so it matches up with the existing dock. That's already there, so.
Right. My understanding from the applicant was that it was in anticipation possibly of a larger boat.
Yes, I would say I'm opposed to any extension.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. McVeigh. Appreciate it a lot. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Mr. Blackwell, is there anything you wish to add?
No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm just trying to action those people who build a dock with a boathouse. The boathouse extends to the end of the dock. At the time when I first did it, I had a smaller boat. Then I got a larger boat, and I'm looking at another boat. And it really doesn't cover my boat now. So I just wanted to take it out to the end of my dock.
Okay.
I'll move it 10 foot.
Okay. Thank you very much. The matter is before the commission. Any thoughts? Mr. Tankard.
I certainly can sympathize with the applicant, the protestant, however, when I look at the difference that 10 feet might make of a view, the view that he depicted showed another dock and another boat and nothing of inspiring beauty, I suppose. Of course, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. However, I would move for approval. It seems as though this application makes sense to me.
Anyone else? No, I would say that I also understand Mr. McDaniel's protested this and his fear for the diminishment of his viewshed. What it strikes me is that the angle from his house does not block, this would not block 10 feet of the angle. It would be significantly less of that.
Hmm.
And to that end, it kind of strikes me as a minimal impact to his viewshed. So I don't have an objection, and Mr. Blackwell seems pretty reasonable in wanting to have the footprint squared away and to have room for a larger vessel. Commission acts on motions.
My motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Close to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion passes unanimously.